Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and it and my new book, The Third Ingredient, are also available on Amazon. We're having a great visit with Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Ray, tell us about SBE Council.
Sure. We're a small business education policy training organization. On the policy front, we cover issues from A to Z that impact small businesses and entrepreneurship. And as you said, you can go to sbecouncil.org, find out what we're working on, become a member, all sorts of great stuff.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. And as you know, I've been telling you about this group for over 20 years. Karen was one of my very first guests on the show way back in 97. And Ray came along not long after that. So you know how high I am on all the things they do. I encourage you to check them out and join their group. Contribute to what they're doing because they're doing good work up there. Hey, Ray, we're talking about NAFTA. And you and I were just about to get into a little debate about the difference in free trade and fair trade. You said you're a free trader, and I said I'm a fair trader. And then you said, yeah, but I'm a free trader. So you obviously think there's a difference. I want you to tell us what the difference is.
Sure. Well, free trade is pretty straightforward. Free trade means that you lower barriers to trade.
Unilaterally. Bilaterally, across the board, both sides.
It could be unilaterally. It could be bilaterally. It could be multilateral. But you're lowering barriers to trade. So individuals benefit, workers benefit,
yep.
Businesses benefit by expanded opportunities, lower prices, more competition, all the wonderful things that we love in markets. So that's straightforward. Free trade, bam, there you go. Fair trade, it depends on who's talking. Fair trade, mm-hmm. It depends on what politician. It's usually a political term. And it depends on what politician is talking. And for some reason, you know, they'll link it to, you know, misguided concerns over trade deficits, or they'll link it to environmental regulations.
But is it free trade though, Ray? If we drop our barriers and another country that we're trading with doesn't drop their barriers, that's not free trade.
Oh, any good economist will tell you that that's not popular. But yes, absolutely. I mean, that's if we decide that we see the benefits of lowering trade barriers, and some other country does not. Well, they're the ones that are not helping their own consumers and people and so
right,
on.
Right,
so,
but
you know, Great Britain did that in the 19th century. They're a great example of that, but they dropped their trade barriers unilaterally for the most part, benefited tremendously, and other people kind of caught on eventually.
Mm-hmm. So would you call the way we do business with China free trade?
Well, there are a lot of things that have to happen on China. We're certainly moving in the direction of...
Haven't we been pretty much laying down our... dropping our barriers to China?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I don't think that's how it works politically. Again, this is economic theory versus political reality, okay?
Right.
Economic theory will tell you that. Now, political reality means that you have to get into a trade deal. And quite
when you overlay the politics, that's why you get a free trader like me using the term fair trade.
Well, don't use it. It's a term that's been used by the left for the longest time to fight against.
Now that was
a malleable
words.
Term.
Right.
Well, it's a malleable term that the left has been using for the longest time to stop free trade. That's where that term comes from. That's why I don't like it. I like free trade.
I hear you.
But then
we got to come up with something though, because China has not been playing fair. They've not been fair using. That it's free for them, but it's not free for us.
Well, no, it's not, because they're screwing their own people with those.
Yeah, I agree.
But that
doesn't make Americans feel much happy. All right, so what about Mexico? Do we have free trade with Mexico?
Sure, sure. We under NAFTA, we have now. There obviously other room, other areas where we can get some improvement. No trade deal is perfect, but NAFTA has been fantastic. NAFTA has been great news for U.S. businesses, entrepreneurs, exports to Mexico.
Not all industries benefited from NAFTA, right? The textile industry in America was hurt significantly by NAFTA.
Well, this is one of those arguments that doesn't hold up. Again, because when you understand what's going on in the marketplace, Mexico had much higher barriers than we did. So if you lower Mexico's barriers to trade, what is the additional incentive to move your textile plant to Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any. That existed before. That goes into a whole host of questions about textiles and where to produce textiles.
Well, and that's a global issue because I've heard people,
right,
10 years after NAFTA, people said to me, we need to end NAFTA and go get those jobs in Mexico and bring them back. And I said, well, don't waste your money because don't waste your airfare to Mexico because those jobs aren't in Mexico anymore. They're in Indonesia.
Exactly.
By way of China.
It had nothing to do with NAFTA. That's a development in that.
But that's one of the arguments that's made against NAFTA. When the truth is that they were almost coincidental, weren't they?
Exactly right. It was happening before NAFTA went into effect. This is one of my great frustrations with NAFTA is that very argument. And it has if anything, lowering Mexico's trade barriers provide additional incentives for those businesses to stay in the United States to export, if it made economic sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So blaming NAFTA for textile jobs moving to Mexico or to other countries is just politics. It's bad economics.
You think Trump is going to be more of a free trader or a fair trader?
Well,
be nice.
So far, he has not been a free trader, let's just
okay,
say that.
All right, that's good. All right, that's a good answer. I stand by. Quick break, right back with Ray Keating. Tin Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.